I want to speak to Joe Jordan from the Belfast Chamber of Trade and Commerce. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Joe, are many of your members or people who associate with you in the town considering, seriously considering, a rate strike?
I firstly have to say, Frank, that the Chamber can't support a rate strike because of the very fact that we'd be an illegal act. What the Chamber are going to ask for from both City Council and DFP is a rates relief for the last quarter of this year and a rates holiday for the first quarter of next year. The simple fact is that the union flag decision in the month of December has hit taking so badly that people simply can't afford to pay the rates bill now. They're also going to be faced with a last quarter's VAT demand, which they're also finding it very difficult to pay. And the bottom line is that there is a serious consequence that people's jobs may be affected as a result of this.
Do you sense from your members that they would like to do something pretty drastic? And as you say, not paying your rates is quite understandably breaking the rules and regulations of the country. But are they so close to being at their wits' end that they want to take a stand?
I think there's no doubt that the membership and non-membership, all the entire business community of Belfast, are putting their hands out and asking for help. The help being such that we need these protests to stop. As you heard in the clip there, that you know one restaurateur lost 80,000 in Belfast. That's a small example of what's actually going on out there. I mean, I talked to one this morning who owns two restaurants in Belfast, and their loss of earnings estimate for December was £85,000. And it's continuing to lose money. They reckon that their trade at the moment sits 40 to 50% of what it should be. And this simply cannot continue. There is no business in Belfast that can sustain this kind of hit.
Is it fair to say that council got us into this and council's got to get us out of it? Or is that unfair?
I think that the timing of the decision, of the debate, sorry, about the union flag, was critically important. The fact that it happened in December has, in effect, wrecked the Christmas trade for a lot of retailers and restaurateurs and pubs and clubs in Belfast. There's no doubt that people were scared to come into the city centre because of the unrest that debate caused. We can't get involved in the political side of it on whether the debate should have happened or shouldn't have happened, but we simply would implore on the council on all future decisions that it's going to make or debates that it's going to have, that they look at the timing of that debate.
Were people cut a bit of slack in relation to rates at the height of the Troubles, or did they have to pay on and continue to meet the demands of the rating agency?
I'm unaware of any rates relief happening during the Troubles. I have just to maybe paint a bit of a picture here. Belfast City Centre in November was 15% up on the previous November. We were having a very good retail and leisure trading time. The recession seemed to be somewhat of a halt. People were determined to go out there and spend a bit of money. And then in the month of December, when everybody should have been getting an uplift of around about 30 to 35% instead of the 15% in November, when that decision was taken by the council, it fell flat.
And do you get a sense of any positivity coming down the line, or is it more doom and gloom, worry and concern?
I don't like to talk doom and gloom, Frank, as you know. We're always trying to remain as positive as possible. But what we are asking for is some form of leadership to try and get the protest halted.
Now, a number of parties are saying, oh, they're going to freeze rates, or they're going to bring rates down by a percent, or whatever. But is that just paying lip service to what you really need? You need more than that.
Well, in order to make Belfast a competitive place to invest, in the current recession, I mean, landlords were very quick to react to it and brought rents down somewhere in the region of about 50 to 60%. Rates remain constant due to a non-revaluation happening. Now, the Minister Wilson has said that he will do a rates review in 2015. It's too little too late as far as we're concerned at the minute, and we need some sort of emergency provision put in place that can help people ride out this storm financially.
And in the interim, is there a possibility that some of these people who have lost significant money during the golden era of Christmas and New Year, is there a real possibility that we're going to see businesses close over the next month or so?
Frank, I can sadly tell you that I already know of one business that's had to close, and he blamed it directly as a result of the decision taken in December.
So it's very hard to find the positive vibe at this moment.
It's difficult to find a positive vibe until we get some form of leadership put in place and somebody who can take the situation and control it in some way, shape or form.
Now, what would your message be to people who have turned their back on Belfast, who've decided that it isn't the place to be, particularly on a Saturday?
The message would be that Belfast is still open for business as usual. There is disruption, peaceful disruption, around the City Hall on a Saturday, but it lasts for approximately 1 hour, and after that time, Belfast is back in business as usual and doors are open.
Okay, Joe Jordan, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Joe Jordan from the Belfast Chamber of Trade and Commerce. You hear the frustration in his voice, and I suppose to some extent that is very understandable. I want to speak to Glyn Roberts from the Northern Ireland Retail Trade Association. Glyn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Glyn. Can you understand business operators, individual businessmen or businesswomen, considering not paying their rates?
I absolutely understand the frustration, you know. We work very closely with Joe and his colleagues in Belfast Chamber of Trade. I'm hearing exactly the same things that he is hearing, not just from restaurateurs, but retailers and many other business owners. So this is an incredibly difficult time. On the rates, we have urged every local council to strike a 0% rate this year, because I think that's the very least they could do. And of course, we do have another extension to the Small Business Rate Relief Scheme coming through in April. But it is certainly worthwhile, as Joe says, to be talking to the Department of Finance, to talking to local councils about what more they can do to support local traders, you know, in this difficult time. And of course, what we do need to move on in terms of these protests is how do we move the situation forward? How do we, instead of talking about problems, talk about solutions to this particular crisis? And we do need to move it off the street, and we do need to resolve these grievances in a political way. That's the only way we're going to solve this problem and get business back to normal.
How depressed can individual businessmen or women become when they sit at home and their premises is locked up or closed, or they've maybe taken down the barrier and stayed in the business, or they've kept it open and no footfall's going past, and you're looking at your bank debt and your rates bill and your wage bill? How depressing can that be for an individual?
Well, I think it's difficult for traders in City Centre. It's certainly even more difficult for many of the traders in East Belfast and Albertbridge Road and Newton Arch Road, who obviously the last 6 nights has seen violence, seen rioting, and many of those businesses have it very, very tough indeed. Indeed, we shouldn't forget that the areas like the Newton Arch Road and Albertbridge Road, they're crying out for private sector investment. They're crying out for new jobs. And, you know, and if there's continual rioting, that's the last thing that's going to in any way encourage private sector investment in areas like that there. In fact, it's completely counterproductive. And the way we do need leadership in this situation, and what we do need to see is this moved off the streets and let our political leaders at Stormont resolve this issue. And obviously other issues in their own symbols about identity, and obviously it is part and parcel of the whole sort of shared future agenda, which after all is primarily economic, because a shared society, a stable political society, it is something that is always conducive to business.
I'm just thinking about the Lower Newton Arch Road and the number of times that you would have dandered up it and in and out of the wee shops recently. There was, returning to the Lower Newton Arch Road, that sort of village mentality that you get up around Ballyhackamore and other parts of East and West Belfast, North Belfast also. Has that been totally damaged now because of the riots? So the little interesting outlets that would be considering coming in, are they just going to all move out and go somewhere else?
Well, I know the area very well because I was born and bred and not far from there, you know, and I still live in East Belfast. I think certainly Lornie North Road certainly has went through a number of difficulties there. It has still a high number of shop vacancies. But there's been some good work done there with the Skynos project, with work that the Spotfoss Partnership, and indeed all the local political parties are working hard to try and turn the difficulties that the New North Road is facing. But obviously the riots are a setback. But I don't think it's a fatal setback for... I think that obviously the road can bounce back, and I hope certainly it will. But I think what we've got to focus on is a lot of those very small businesses that are trying to trade, who can't open their doors. And, you know, on UTV last night, I think Jamie DeLargy highlighted a local chip shop who is at his wits' end in the Lower Newton Arch Road, that he's found it very difficult to open and to trade in any effective way, certainly over the past week. So I think what we've got to try and focus on is solutions to this. We've got to try and move this situation forward. It's not for business organisations, as Joe rightly said, to get involved in the politics. But I think what we can't do is highlight, look, this is the impact this is having. Christmas is the harvest period for retailers, and certainly that's the case for retailers in Belfast City Centre, who had many of them who didn't have a great Christmas. And let's not forget that 2012 in retail terms was one of the worst on record, and many of them were hoping for a good Christmas, and obviously for many that just didn't materialise.
So on the back of that, Glenn, if someone comes to you and says, look, Mr. Roberts, I'm not paying my rates, I've got to take a stand, what do you say to them?
Well, I think we're very, very clear about this. A rate strike is not the way to proceed. You know, I understand entirely the frustrations, the difficulties. I mean, that's why we as an organisation have been pushing the DfP very strongly about extending the small business rate relief scheme, getting things like the empty premises relief in. But it is certainly worthwhile for traders to have a dialogue with the Department of Finance, with the City Council, about what support, further support, can be given. But I think a rate strike is not the way to go. I think it's going to be counterproductive, and ultimately it is illegal. But I think what we should take seriously is the frustrations, the concerns of traders, particularly in City Centre and areas like East Belfast, that have had a really, really tough time. And I think in order to help those traders through this difficult time, you know, rates have to be looked at.
Okay, Glenn Roberts and Joe Jordan, before that, thank you very much indeed.